Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Big Dre. I'm in B-Town. I listen to Faith Walker, EMG.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the fun.
Y'all clowns are faster than just big talkers. Show 'em what it really means to be a Faith Walker. Checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what
the kingdom voices
got for progress. Hey, this is Rod C, CEO of Walkerville Records, and I stay tuned in to EMG Radio, listening to my boy Faith Walker.
Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas. And every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Labyrinth, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Yeah.
This is for Tashawn Lee Allen, and while releasing my thoughts to paper, I listen to Faith Walker the Lazarus on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, EMG Radio.
It's your boy DJ Young Hope. You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope. Twitter, Young Hope 503. And remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Lynn Halaya, a.k.a. Doctor of Intimacy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. You ought to listen too.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, where we review the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Lazarus, Minister Faith Walker. Hold it down, EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring to you the very best in gospel music, nationally, regionally, and locally. So for the next few minutes, you won't pretend to take a ride on our gospel mix, worldwide famous gospel mix, coming to you live on the ones and twos. So now just kick back and our guests are in the building. We're going to rock out in a few minutes. So just kick back. I'll be right back. EMG Radio.
EMG.
We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too. We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it.
Behold, he is coming, breaking skies at the east, riding on the clouds, unannounced like a thief. The chosen in his hands, redeemed from the street, according to Revelation 3, verse 3. Revelatory knowledge, holy instrumental. Spirit inside, his fire been rekindled. Can't jump seven candlesticks if you're nimble. Since he overcame made pillars in the temple. His name on my hand, like an inscription. Flowing through John eyes, revelatory vision. Lamb on Mount Zion, book of life is written. New earth falling like a grown man tripping. Walk in unity, the word is the first truth. New Jerusalem, come and make the earth new. Putting on the sun. Dropping off his first suit, redeemed among man, revelation
revealed
his first fruit.
But God joined together, let no man put us under. His thoughts was one with his word, became thunder. The revelations of God, the spirit made.
your body to recover. The great tribulation, everybody gonna wonder. Rappers miss the rapture in the horn of the thunder. Who can you run to when it's brother versus brother? The book of Revelation revealed by the Son of Thunder. I was in the spirit at the Sabbath, then the Lord came. He washes from my sins, purified his own way. Behold, he cometh with cloud, every eye shall see him. Didn't want to be him, being one, so to flee him. Then I saw the land open up, one of the seals. Four beasts chanting, come and see if this is real. By the fifth seal, you see the souls of the man that was slain for the word of God in the sand. Sixth seal, earthquake, moon became blood. This the day of wrath, repent, this is pure love. Seventh seal broke silence almost about an hour. Four angels on earth, corner with the power. Amen, blessing, glory and wisdom. 144,000 standing at attention. I ain't got no reason to hunger thirst anymore. This apostle John Revelator at the shore. But God joined together, let no man put us under. His thoughts was one with his word, became thunder. The revelations of God, the spirit man hungers. Living word on the horse and everybody to cover. The great tribulation, everybody gonna wonder. Rappers miss the rapture in the horn of the thunder. Who can you run to when it's brother versus brother? The book of Revelation revealed by the Son of Thunder.
Draw me close.
Don't it feel like God ain't close to me, he distant like he overseas. I'm kissing all my broken dreams goodbye, I'm close as hopeless seems. I'm soaking, float, I'm choking, hoping for what hope may bring. The morning ain't a given, but I'm hoping for what can't be seen. Don't it feel like God ain't close to me, he distant like he overseas. I'm kissing all my broken dreams goodbye, I'm close as hopeless seems. I'm soaking, float, I'm choking, hoping for what hope may bring. The morning ain't a given, but I'm hoping for what can't be seen. My life's a mess and every day I feel alone. I try to seek the media, but media, they leave me wrong. I try to speak, but I can't leak nothing but groans. I'm searching for the light, but all is dark within my storms. I'm round and round and I'm up and down. I touch the sky, then I hit the ground. I'm by myself, then I'm in the crowd. I feel so lost, but I wanna be found. I hear you can't take people in their brokenness. I'm no good and I know the risk. I right now put my hope in him.
Beyond the veil.
My God is so good. He can't do no wrong.
Sometimes we're quick to forget our past. Knowing if I throw this stone that your house made of glass, yes. Just not let ye be judged, at least that's what I heard. Everything will work out when you just line up with the word, yeah. I knew this young boy and he just came home from jail. Everybody's talking about how this boy was gonna fail, yeah. Thank God this boy didn't listen. He prayed and went out on a mission. Not to lose but to prove that through God everyone can make a change. See, it's a new day, yeah. When you line up with the Lord,
see, it's a new day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
Yeah,
see, it's a new day.
I know
and it makes you feel so good inside.
New day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
Yeah.
Cartel exclusive.
The tank on it.
Got his ups and downs, but you gotta stay focused. Jesus in the crowd, and God is the host. He always looking at the camera, never out of focus.
Now they're going into the greatest Christian cartel. Rebel Music, Volume 1.
Hey, DJ, bring it back. Christian cartel. Rebel Music, Volume 1. Here we go.
Bring that back, bring that back, bring that back.
But you gotta stay focused. Jesus in the crowd, and God is the host. He always looking at the camera, never out of focus. Her music is the team, and we in one motion. The Lord is my shield, and we living in the battle. And I feel no evil, see no evil, never listen to them people. But the preacher, is he the best? With the speaker, and you standing outside like a preacher.
Take a ride on the ark. I'm calling all the boys, Christian Cartel, Rebel Music, all my dogs on one accord. My team winning, but we ain't keeping score. Rebel Music, Volume 1, finna drop 2, 3, and 4. Told my mama 2 years ago, this shit still gon' take. But now it's our time, and it's really worth that wait. Real recognize real, so I know they gon' relate. Reppin' TCRM till I hit them heaven gates.
Welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I am your host, the Lazarus Minister Faith Walker. Listen, man, I don't know the final score, but the last word I heard was that Seattle, you know, us Seahawks, amen, you know, those who go in-depth into the Word of God was on top, amen. Now, I heard John Elway was about to suit up. My God, so shout out to Denver Broncos. Hold your head. I don't know what the score is, amen, but, you know, us who flow in the spirit, man, we already know what it is, man. But let's go into a word of prayer. All y'all Super Bowl heads, I know y'all gathering and moping, and all our regular viewers, amen, and listeners around the world via internet. You're tuning into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We're about to go into a quick word of prayer. Sanctify these lines, and then we're going to get ready to bring the man of God on. And definitely shout out, amen, if you want a copy, amen, of any of our mixes that we do on the show. And then I know a lot of people be inquiring about that. Definitely hit us up, drop our email to NathanOnTheSpot@outlook.com. Definitely get back with you. Right now we're going to a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for those who are gathered who thought it not robbery to assemble themselves, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask, Lord God, you forgive us for any of our sins, transgressions, iniquity, Lord God. And we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you air us out, clear our minds, Lord God, and let us focus right now, Lord God. For it's not about us, it's about your work, your will, Lord God, your people being empowered, Lord God. Touch the man of God, Lord God, our special guest on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, touch me as your host, Lord God. Touch Pastor Hill, Lord God. Let us all be connecting with your anointing right now, Lord God. And we give you honor and praise. We ask that you release your angels over this broadcast. Touch every electronic device, every phone, Lord God, every radio, Lord God, even those airports driving down the road, Lord God, those who are overseas, Lord God, and that everybody is assembled here by divine appointment. We thank you, God. We humble ourselves in your presence, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Like I said, we are tuning to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Amen, amen. I'm about to bring on All this in a second, amen. For those of you who was not with us last Monday, amen, this past Monday, excuse me, we had Dr. Alicia Broughton on, amen. She used to be the head of P. Diddy's organization, amen, that had the Vote or Die campaign. She's a power, motivational speaker. She's an entrepreneur. She counsels millionaires. If you want some jewels on how to conduct your business, kingdom business, just empowerment, man, definitely go back in the archive. Check out that. Man, we got it in on Monday, so definitely shout out to Dr. Alicia Broughton. If you know her on social media sites, she's on the top 25 social media sites. Google her. Have good luck with that information because there's a lot on her. Amen. She got more degrees than Nicodemus. Let's be clear. So definitely. And on tomorrow we're gonna have the Apostle D. Edward Penn in the building. He will be in the building. Amen. Virginia's very own overseer. This man of God got many churches that under his belt that God had just mandated him for such a time as this. So find yourself back here tomorrow night on 9 o'clock for the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We're going to have the man of God in the building. We're going apostolic tomorrow. Right now, amen, we got my brother in the building, amen. I'm going to bring forth this man of God right now. Man, I mean, he's the good news artist, man. I mean, his resume, I mean, he did a lot of things, man. I mean, he's the good news artist. He's the author From the Streets to the Scriptures, amen. Awesome book. I definitely got a cop one. First album was God's Gift. You can definitely cop that on CD Baby. It was definitely nominated by the Rhythm of Gospel Awards for Only Hip Hop Album and Song for 2012. You need to cop that. I got that. You need to cop that. Now, his upcoming album is entitled I Am David. I heard little leaks and sneak peeks. They got it on heavily tight security right now. But from what I heard, it's anointed, and it goes in for all my holy hip-hop heads and all my gangster rappers, those who are trying to come over, those who are trying to get regenerated. Definitely you want to go and get that. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to get that. He's been nominated for South Carolina Gospel Artist of the Year, 2012, 2013. He has a Behind the Mic workshop coming up on February the 9th, 2014, for Christian artists, and he's going to tell us all about that. So right now, man, let me bring forth this man of God. I'm talking about good news artist, Davon, in the building. Davon, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, buddy?
Man, I'm good, man. We got a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of messages concerning Super Bowl and everything, and everybody coming on over, man. They still trying to put some life back in the Denver Broncos, but how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I don't know if they're going to be able to recover from 36-8 going into the start of the fourth. So good luck to them.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Denver, man. I heard John Elway was going to take the seven on down, man, and go in. So shout out to John Elway.
Right.
May God be with you and a couple of angels.
Right.
Yeah, but what's going on, man? Listen, man. We just gonna dive right into it, man. And all my Christian artists that's listening, definitely, man. Why don't you tell us about that workshop? Because I'm definitely intrigued about that, man. Tell us about the workshop that you got coming up.
Well, it's called, it's for all Christian rappers. It's for producers, hip-hop dancers, anybody to do some type of untraditional, whatever you want to call it, type of praise for God. And what I'm doing is I'm having a workshop. It's called the Behind the Mic Workshop. And it's basically like behind the scenes, we all want to get together, and I want to talk to them about how to incorporate true worship into what they're doing, into their gifts. What I noticed during the short time that I have been doing gospel music, I noticed that a lot of times I go certain places and I be very observant of certain artists. And and at the same time, I hear their complaints. They message me sometimes. I want to know, hey, how you able to get up at some of these churches? And what is it that you doing that I'm not doing, or what I need to do? And it's not no particular thing that I'm doing, but the whole thing behind this workshop is I wanted to show them how to tap into the true ministry part of what they're doing, the whole ministry part, because a lot of times, as Christian rappers, a lot of Christian rappers were street rappers, most of them, And a lot of the Christian rappers were failed street artists that couldn't make it in the streets.
Come
and
on now.
Decided to go gospel. So so at the same time, when I came over to doing gospel music, you know, I brought the worldly mind with me. Even though I came in and God made everything new, I still had the world mentality. So when I was in the world, I wanted to do anything to make people think that I had arrived or that I had thing in order, that everything was on point, that my music was really doing things that it wasn't doing, and you know, I wanted to do everything. It's like I was selling for the least. It's like I would settle for people believing I was successful instead of just trying to be successful. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I was when I was out there in the world. So I had this thing where, you know, whenever I did my music, I was always overzealous and always wanted to shine, always wanted to be seen, and I just loved it. You know, I just loved it, that part about doing music. So when I became a gospel artist and I came over here, I brought that same mentality with me, that every time I go to somebody's church, I want to get up. I'm hoping that they acknowledge that I'm there, that somebody handed me the microphone. So I just wanted to just give my talent and just get up there and, but, you know, I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. And sometimes, you know, I would go there and people would come to me and say, hey, man, you did a good job. And you know, they would compliment me on what I was doing. But what I noticed that over a period of time, nobody was trying to give their life to Jesus.
Mm.
You understand? But they was complimenting me and saying that I was anointed and God was using me, but yet nobody was trying to come to Jesus off of what I was doing. So I had to start looking into my ministry, and I had to say, okay, I got to tap into the ministry part of what I'm doing, because right now I'm doing exactly what I was doing in the streets. I'm just adding a little Jesus to it. You understand? So that's the whole plight of my workshop. I want to get all of us together so I can share some of the things that I have experienced as a Christian artist, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to share it with them. I want to know what's on their heart and try to, I want us to all walk this thing together. I'm not having the workshop like I have arrived, and I want to show you how to get on my level, but I want us to show each other how we should be able to fellowship in harmony as Christian artists and still be out here and can do our gift, you know, in places and be able to understand that it's ministry first.
Wow. Now, let me get this straight. You're basically doing like a John the Baptist right now, and I'll tell you why. You're doing like a John the Baptist right now because you're telling, I mean, you've been everywhere. I mean, you traveled around this country. You've been on TV. I mean, you know, you've been in a high level out there in the world and then coming to the church and then everything that you've been through, your testimony, which is documented. I mean, everything, all these accolades that God has allowed you to be blessed with. And now you're calling all the artists to come in and say, look, I want to know, okay, let's do the iron sharpen iron. Let's empower one another. What is the message that you want to get across to artists in these days and the leaders in the church, that how we can come together and grow more as empowering for the kingdom of God?
Well, the main thing we got to understand is that worship is worship. There's no specific way you should worship God. Worshiping
right.
God is a special relationship that you have with Him. However you want to, whatever gift you choose to worship Him in, that's between you and God, and God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That means you have to be honest with what you're doing, honest with yourself, and you have to be yourself when you're worshiping God. So my message will probably be to the churches is that, because, you know, I say this a lot of times when I go places, that if you was born in, you know, in a certain era of music, you know, the Smokey Robinson days, you'll feel like that was the only real music because that's the era you was brought up in. I was brought up in true hip-hop before the Down South was doing their thing. So, of course, you know, I have a thing for LL and all those boys that have been doing the AKRS and all. I have a thing for that type of hip-hop coming up when you know, because that was my era of music. But it's a lot of people that that are stuck in tradition of what they're accustomed to, so they won't consider what you do in worship because it's a different era from what they're accustomed to doing. So my plan, when I sit down with these, with my fellow rappers and we get to talking, it's not about us rising up to go against the church because we are the church. So we're not going to go against ourselves, and nor are we trying to put, you know, church leaders and people on blast because everybody has a right to what they like. We not all want to share the same views, but we must still serve the same God and love Jesus. That's the most important thing. So my whole thing to these artists is to show them how to tap into the true ministry of what they're doing, because I tell people all the time, if I get up on stage and I do 3-4 songs and everybody's up, their hands is in the air, and when I walk off the stage, if they're yelling Dave Ives, then I didn't do my job. I just performed. I walk off stage, and their hands are stretched out to the ceiling, and they're looking up, and they're calling on Jesus. They want to know how to give their life to Jesus, that I have just ministered. So what I'm trying to talk to these artists to show them how to tap into the ministry of what we're doing.
Man, you said something key. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. All of my listeners at blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. You can definitely get in on this conversation. I know we got some gospel artists out there that's listening on the World Wide Web, also on the phone lines. Definitely get in, represent. You got one of your own, your fellow peers in the building. We have Dave Vine, Good News Artist, amen, in the building right now. We're just chopping it up. He's holding us State of the Union address here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program, amen. So definitely you want to tap into the ministry, what you were saying about the ministry that Christian artist. So you're saying it's more about tapping into the inner working power that needs to be released on the music and the presentation. Am I right? Am I saying it the right way?
Because you know, as artists, we are more caught up in the music than we are anything else. That's just something that comes with the territory, because you're an artist and you always want to make sure that you make good music, and you want to make sure that you're making music that you like, that you love. And so you got so much things going on, and sometimes worship comes last, ministry comes last, because we get too caught up in trying to be the artist.
Yes. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
But
as I said, we get caught up into being an artist, and we just forget about, you know, people giving their lives to Jesus ultimately.
So you're saying a lot of times as Christian rappers or Christian artists, period, we get so caught up in the giftings. The gifting and say, look, I'm going to get on this beat, I'm going to say this and that and the third, instead of saying, I need to treat this just like I'm in the pulpit, about to preach my sermon. I need to treat it the same way as saying, I'm not writing a song, I'm writing a sermon. I'm writing a sermon that God is going to anoint to touch the lives of people, whoever hear this. And I actually have to be in tune to His Holy Spirit so that I can make sure that the message that He want me to convey over this instrumental or this beat or what have you is definitely liberating people.
Right, right. And, you know, it's all in how you treat what you're doing. Me, for instance, you know, when I did my first album, you know, I went in and I did an album of what I thought gospel was to me. I couldn't do what gospel was to the world. I had to do what was gospel to me, and that's why the album came out so authentic and so real, and so many people had gravitated towards it because it was an honest record. I didn't know a whole lot of scriptures. I didn't know a whole lot of, you know, parables from the Bible. I didn't know a lot of things, but I just went with what was in me, and that's what the people could relate to. So as I go now, and I'm working on this on my new project, what I do every time I get ready to write a song, I ponder on it for days. I may have the music, the hook may have come, but I ponder on it for days. And I go through different strategies in my head on how I want to come at this song. What is the message of this song? How is this song going to lead people to Jesus? That's the ultimate thing. So once I figure out the route I'm going to take with this song, the direction, then I open up my Bible and I start, first I Google the subject matter of what my song is going to be. And then I go to all the stories that relate to what I'm about to write about, and I read them. And sometimes when I don't fully understand, I might text a pastor or so-and-so and ask them about certain things because I want to make sure that I'm biblically correct. So I've been doing that throughout my music. That's why a lot of times when I go to these churches, and sometimes I can stop the music and I can keep going without the music, and it's like a lyrical a cappella Bible, and everybody's just standing there as if the music has never stopped, but they're listening to the words because it feels like, wow, he's coming straight out the Bible. He's so biblical. But that's how deep I try to take it. I want to make sure that if all else fails, that what I'm saying is more important than the music that I'm riding on.
Amen. I agree. Listen, man of God, tell us about that good news. We about to get into the first track off of the gift. Amen. Tell us about that good news.
All right, this song right here is called Good News, and it's featuring Serene Tate. I wrote this song because I always try to keep in mind of the people that give their life to God and feel like, oh, I got to give up so much. I got to give up everything. That's why a lot of people won't give their life to God, because they start thinking of all the list of the things that they can no longer do. And people think that a Christian life is corny, and that's why people don't want to give up, because they feel like once you get saved, all you do is go to Bible study, go to church, come home and hang out with church people and have Bible study all over again, and can't do this, can't do that. That's not a life of a Christian. So I wrote the song called The Good News, like, you know, we out there flossing in the streets. We got nice cars and all that, and we doing the same thing that we would have done, you know what I'm saying, that if we was in the streets. But right now we doing it for fun, and we having a good time, and we still Christians, and we love God.
Okay.
And this song right here was nominated as the Holy Hip Hop Song of the Year for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards 2012. And it's actually like probably one of my strongest songs. For some reason, people just can't get enough of this one.
Well, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, man. We about to bump that good news. This is that Dave Vine good news.
Any tattoos, I'm a man of God, and I don't rep nobody hood. I could never be a thug, they don't dress this good. With $100,000 cost, we looking so illegal. But this is just a taste of how God blesses people. But you so saved that you can't enjoy life. Not me, I know exactly who I am in Christ. I used to be nameless, never was famous. Now I'm running around with a show of entertainment. Bumping lifestyles by the artists, they harvest and real by Heenan. When it's time to get it started, LAS got a song called Committed. That's LaRon, that's Angel and Serene, they make a mean theme. Now we bumping Davine and the album called God's Gift. That's that good news music with that so-so positive uplift.
Bumping that good news.
I'm bumping that good news.
Bumping that good news. Music up loud. Car full of friends and we rolling out of town. I'm bumping that good news.
Giving them, but we have something that's
better and good for them. But we can't be scattered all across. Mr. Brown, you can't be rocking down there in your area. I'm rocking down here in my area. Yet we for the kingdom, but we never come together. You know, it's too many churches like that. Too many churches divided like that now. It's like I'm in a situation right now that, you know, when my album drop, I'm trying to figure out where I want to have a release at. You know, because if I have it at one church, some church members, some other churches ain't going to want to come because they ain't going to want to feel like they supporting another ministry, man. So it's a lot of stuff going on. And I feel like, hey, man, if we want this Christian rap thing to be taken serious, we got to treat it seriously, you know.
Yeah.
People always come up to me if I'm a Christian rapper and they ask me about the same two people. Hey, do you know Lecrae? Do you know Canton Jones? I'm like, yeah, those dudes, they're okay, you know. I don't really listen to them, but, you know, I know some dudes in Columbia that's right, too. But if we just want to sit around here and have neighborhood dreams and just want to be the first one to get on just so everybody can idolize you, then the Christian rap as a whole is going to suffer. And until people see that we are a united front, you know, because when you look at other things that's going on around the world, like, you know, back in the day when, you know, when someone was in the military and if they said that they was, you know, gay or whatever, you know, they could get discharged. But we... But we're in a society now where, you know, that the gay rights is strong and they stand up for what they believe and what they cause and they stand up strong for it and that's what they believe and they say, hey, and everyone that's in that's with them, they all stand for the same thing and they're putting a big dent and a mighty blow into society with their beliefs because they all stick together and that's why that they're you're seeing that they're starting to rise and I have nothing against them. I'm just using them as an example of when you have your mind set on doing something and you believe in what you're doing, they don't matter how big or small how small your group is, you still can let people know that you exist and that you're serious. But right now, I don't feel like we're serious, even though we might treat our music seriously, but we're not treating the ministry seriously because it's bigger than just making a hot record and going somewhere and jumping around and people telling you, after a while, you start believing it. You know, the more and more people used to tell me, hey, you're anointed, God's going to do all of this, and people had I like to tell people that y'all threw God under the bus, you know, telling me all this that God is going to do, and then when it didn't happen, I'm looking at God like, you know, I thought you was going to do this, but he didn't tell me he was going to do that. It was the people. And when you start believing in yourself and treating this thing like you're a star and like it's because of you and the gift and your creativity is why things is happening for you, then this is what keeps the ministry out of what we're doing, and all we're doing is got people hands in the air, but they're not thinking about Jesus. You understand?
So you say we find ourselves right back in that spot where Moses was when he hit the rock, and he's like, well, you know, should I give you the water? And God's like, nah, you know what? You ain't going to the next level because you ain't even sanctified. You ain't give me no glory, even on a rock tip, so you ain't gonna enjoy the promised land. So you're saying we find ourselves back in that situation right there.
Right, man. And all I want us to do is that, you know, and myself just as guilty because, you know, a lot of times I worry about my own events and don't go to other people. And sometimes I will find myself upset when people didn't show up, certain people didn't show up to my event. Then I had to say to myself, hey, you don't go to theirs either. You ain't supporting nobody else stuff. So I said that, you know, this workshop ain't just for me. I mean, for them, it's for me as well. But somebody has to be the visionary to call it together. And I'm coming to learn just like everybody else. Like I said, I want us all to share. I want us to possibly get a cipher, do something. And everybody exchange numbers. Everybody should have everybody number in case an event comes up. Like if I got an event and I done been to an area over and over and over and I feel like, hey, I should get paid to go to this area, but this area refused to pay me, I can say, okay, well, you know, I know somebody that probably can come, but I won't be able to do this one. We need to start putting people on and being a blessing to other people besides ourselves, you know. So that's why I want us all to, you know, to come together and not for a pity party about, well, the churches won't show us no love, because if God is for you, then who can be against you? But
yeah,
we have to be, first and foremost, we have to be for God, because he already showed us that he is for us because he created us.
Amen. As we get into the next track, man, tell us what For the Boys is all about.
For the Boys, this is my song, you know, this for my sons. You know, I wrote this song, and I said, hey, you know, a lot of people, you know, when a lot of visionaries are gone, you know, especially when the kids are young, and let's just say that, you know, I pray this never happened, but if my life should end on tonight or tomorrow or soon, I didn't want my sons, when they get of age, because, you know, they're pretty young, but when they get of age, I didn't want them to have to hear from their mother, you know, what they dad, you know, how they dad felt about them. I didn't want them to hear it in the streets or at different churches when people say that your dad should love you. He used to bring y'all to all of these shows with him. He used to do this and that. I don't want them to have to hear about it. I want them to hear it from me. And that's why I wrote this song, you know, for my sons. But I said at the same time, if you have children, you can apply this song to your children's lives as well. But I wrote this one specifically for my boys. And I want them to cherish this for the rest of their life.
You heard it here first. Let's go for the boys. Davon, Good News Artists in the building.
This is for my boys, my one and only boys, forever my boys. I love my boys. My boys, I love my boys. This is for David, this is for Jaden, this is for Jacoby, this is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Papa, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. This is for David, this is for Jaden, this is for Jacoby, this is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Papa, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. Call me what you want, but you won't call me deadbeat. Around the table, family time, come on, let's eat. I'ma feed the word, you can call it God's truth. If you apply it to your life, you would see it's improved. Remember to love God with all your heart and always pray, and always love your neighbors as yourself every single day. Don't you worry about mistakes, because we all gon' fall. Don't you lay in self-pity, I want you all to stand tall. Even though only two of y'all share the same mother, this is not a movie, y'all the real four brothers. Won't y'all be there for each other, cause family's so important. But if family turn their back, remember, keep it moving forward. Get an education, I want you all to finish school. But if that job don't come quick, at least you know you got the tools. You can count on me to teach you about the birds and the bees. You gon' hear it from me first before you find out in the streets. Hey, this is for David, this is for Jaden, this is for Jacoby, this is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Papa, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. Trying to preach, sons, I just want y'all to hear me. Don't you run behind these women trying to satisfy your flesh. Get a woman that loves God and don't accept nothing less. If you chase behind these skirts because they looking real nice, mess around and get them pregnant, then you ruin your whole life. I ain't telling you what I think, son, I'm telling you what I did. I was just a boy myself trying to raise a little kid. Take life serious, stay away from gang. Things get a little real when you hear them shots ring. You the child of the king and the son of the most high. You ain't gotta be a dope boy to live a good life. Have a little patience, stay in the Bible. Know that sin is your real arch rival. Temptations come to expose all your weakness, but if God is in your heart, you got the power to defeat this. This is for David, this is
is for Jaden, this is for Jacoby, this is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Pop, or y'all can call me Papa, y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. This is for David, this is for Jaden, this is for Jacoby, this is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Pop, or y'all can call me Papa, y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father.
Call me what you want, but you won't call me broke. In the streets, I had to hustle real hard for what I want. When your dad ran the strip clubs, I had it going on. Even my shadow had bright jewelry on. That's why I wrote the book, from the streets to the scriptures, so y'all can take a piece of my life around with you. I want y'all to know that your dad wasn't perfect. All that money that I chased in the streets wasn't worth it. Don't strive to be your dad, become better than your dad. My dream for y'all to inherit all the things I never had. So when your dad is gone and I'm lowered in the ground, don't cry, remember me on stage putting it down. So when you find yourself sitting around reminiscing, don't focus on my start, because it's all about my finish. From the time when you was born till that time I bought you toys, when you all become men, you forever my boys. This is for my boys, my one and only boys, forever my boys. I love my boys.
I love you all.
This is for my
this
boys.
This is for my boys.
All
I'm
of my
one and
boys.
Only boys. I love you so. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's my joint right there. That's my joint right there. I like them all, man, but that one right there, man, that one is, yeah, that one is on repeat.
Yeah, man.
Hey, listen, shout out to Angela Bradshaw, Frazier on the check-in. Definitely shout out to George, DJ Gospel Walker. Also artist Martin Woods. Definitely shout out to Martin Woods, also known as St. Woods, gospel artist out of Ohio. Definitely get that Doves and Honey album, amen. You know, he was also an artist that came on. Shout out to him. Definitely tune in Ohio, amen. Shouting you out, man of God. My brother in Christ, definitely love you. We got Davon in the building, 347-945. 5416-347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. And listen, man, in a few minutes, we're about to get into that controversial song, Bathsheba, amen. Even people, amen, that don't normally listen to gospel rap, I put them on to that song. They're like, yo, that's real. That's real. I can feel that, because this man of God, before we get into that song, he comes from an angle on that song that many men of God don't really speak up on. I mean, he talks about a battle that goes on in the mind while you're trying to get your praise and trying to get your worship on. And I'll let him tell you about it. You know, this is something that's coming up on the I Am David Project, amen. Tell him about it, man of God.
Well, I mean, you spoke correctly. I mean, that's a battle. Every project that I do, on my God's gift, I got a battle on there. It's called Temptations. That was real controversial as well. And this one here, I stepped it up a little more and brought it a little closer to home. I like it. I was a little, worried, you know, if churches would receive it. But actually, everywhere I go, I sell a lot of CDs of the song, you know? So it's just one of those records that it's like, you feel like about time somebody said it.
So what has been the people's response? I mean, I know on my end, but what have you been seeing as a result of the song Bathsheba?
Man, it's that part in my first verse when I whisper, like, why she wear that to church. When I say that part, the church usually goes crazy. And from the rest of that record, they go crazy all the way through it. And be honest with you, man, I have more adults, grown adults, coming up to me first before anybody. You know, buying CDs three and four at a time, because they want, you know, it's that type of record you want somebody else to hear, because you won't be able to explain it to them. You know what I'm saying? But I've been getting nothing but love. Every church I went to, man, it's like, you know, I just, like, can't wait. I'd be sitting there anticipating to perform that song just so I could see that look in the eye, man. But people like it from pastors to the youth themselves, man. So I was like, wow, you know, I got a record that everybody really can get something out of, you know?
Wow. Listen, man, I'm excited, man. And listen, all my gospel artists, all everybody checking in, those who are loaded up on the lines, amen. EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot, blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the Spot. Those of you who pile up on the phone line, listen, we about to get into that Bathsheba. Those of you who don't know, I want you to pay close attention to this record. It's crazy, but it's real. It's so real. Every man of God will throw their hands up, and you're going to get your praise on this one. Brother Davon, I'll be honored if you can introduce this song the Lord gave you.
All right, everybody get ready to turn up and turn it all the way up. This is produced by my man, the gentleman down in Florida. It's called Bathsheba by your boy Davon from the I Am David album. Yay, yay.
Let's go.
Lord, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Sinning on your mind, sinning, sinning on your mind, God. Sinning on your mind, sinning, sinning on your mind. Sinning on your mind, sinning, sinning on your mind, God. Sinning on your mind. Sinning on your mind, Bathsheba, Bathsheba, Bathsheba.
Forgive me, Lord.
I wish I never ever had to meet you. Bathsheba, Bathsheba, Bathsheba.
Forgive me, Lord.
Why didn't you tell me when you know I'm a believer?
You're by my heart.
Bathsheba, Bathsheba, Bathsheba.
Forgive me, Lord.
I'm a Christian trying to walk a straight line.
Church,
wearing that short skirt. All the ladies there be whispering.
Why she wearing that to church?
My wife, I know she trusts me.
Trust
she let Bathsheba just hug me. Even though I'm a man of God, I don't think it's wise for her to just trust me. Bathsheba sitting on our row, and I'm praying, trying to stay focused. At the same time, staring out the corner of my eye and trying not to get noticed. Us men sometimes can be trifling, but right now I'm talking about me. Cause
me.
When Bathsheba switched down the aisle, I broke my neck trying to see. Of course I love my wife, and I know the spirit is willing, but you know the flesh can be weak. That's why sometimes I get tempted like Bathsheba followed me around, like the Israelites behind Moses. She caught me alone, took off my jacket, I ran about it like Joseph. I don't trust my flesh, I don't trust myself. You can find yourself in a mess if you put confidence in your flesh. Bathsheba got a mean walk, and a fist bow-legged stand. Bathsheba,
sinning on your mind, sinning on your mind. I'm trying to keep my distance, but see we can be so persistent. And the times when I'm getting tempted, God's word said that I should resist it. Forgive me, Lord, of my sins, and send a fresh anointing. Please regulate my whole mind, cause all these temptations retort and lead me not into temptation. But deliver me, Lord, from evil. Sometimes I feel like I got this, and temptation ain't a big deal. I'm sinning, I'm bad, low down, unfaithful. You died to forgive me, and for that, I'm so grateful.
Off the I Am David, my upcoming album, my sophomore album, should I say.
Man, listen, I know y'all sitting there with your mouths wide open right now. We in the building with Good News Artist Davon in the building. I know my sister's like, no, he didn't. Somebody got to tell the truth. Amen. Pastor Hill, we're going to rewind that. Listen, we're going to go again. Call a friend. Tell them we dropping Bathsheba again. We dropping bombs on this one. So let's go again, Pastor Hill. Let's go ahead and drop that Bathsheba one more again.
Lord. Forgive me, for I have sinned.
Sinning on your mind, sinning on your mind, God. Sinning on your mind, sinning on your mind. Sinning on your mind, sinning on your mind, God. Sinning on your mind, sinning on your mind. Bathsheba, Bathsheba, Bathsheba.
On your mind. Bathsheba got me up in this club. Oh my God, Bathsheba.
for y'all twice, man. That Bathsheba. Hey, shout out to all the reform Bathsheba's, amen. The sanctification process definitely in the building. I love the song, man. It talks about a journey, amen. Tell them what that was again, man of God.
Hey, that's that Bathsheba, man. That's that thing that we face day after day, you know. It all stopped just because you got saved, but, you know, that's on my new album coming out, I Am David. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Now, before we idle down on the broadcast, what made you name the project I Am David?
Well, be honest with you, my wife actually came up with that name, and reason being was when I started working on this project, you know, this project I'm getting ready to release, I've been working on almost 2 years, and so I did a song called Dance Like David. I did a song called Dance Like David first, and then I went in the studio and I made a song called I Am David. And I think during that time I had made the Bathsheba song, which is, you know, the story of David and Bathsheba. And my wife, who was in the car, she said, you got a lot of songs saying David. And she said, what you going to call your album? I Am David. And she was just being, you know, she just said it and then went on to talking to something else. And I said to myself, that was ingenious, you know. So she didn't know that that she had just birthed something, and that was the perfect name for this project that I got, because I'm going through a name change, because I was actually born David. And then when I got in the streets, I changed my name to Davine, so everybody know me as Davine out there. But going through a name change, like from Saul to Paul. So I'm going through my transitional stage. So I say, even though they call me Davine, that's why I call the album I Am David.
Wow. Listen, man, we definitely had fun rocking out with you, man. We dropped that Bathsheba two times, amen. I don't think we never did that before here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. This is Super Bowl Sunday, amen. We got Dave Vine in the building. Listen, I want you to give out that information. Tell them about the workshop one more time. All the Christian artists that are definitely listening in, definitely get your pens, your notebook out. Definitely take down this information. It's worth you. All my heads down there in Florida, all my heads in ATL, Ohio, North Carolina. Shout out to Alabama, check in. Definitely you want to make this trip down to Columbia, and definitely tell your artists in your city, because Davine is calling all the brothers to come out and support the vision, see what we can do to take this music ministry to the next level. So go ahead and give them the information, man of God.
That's right. And, it's calling all Christian rappers, hip-hop dancers, producers, you know, whatever you're doing for the kingdom. You're doing it for the kingdom. You need to come out. It's called the Behind the Mic Workshop, and it's this Sunday coming. This Sunday, February the 9th, 2014, at 4 o'clock. And it's going to be at the Rock Nation Community Resource Center. And the address is 707 Pavilion Avenue, Columbia, South Carolina. That's 707 Pavilion Avenue, Columbia, South Carolina. And for more information, you can just call direct 803-873-1261. That's 803-873-1261. And anybody want to hit me up, want to know more about me, I got a website. It's www.davindanceler.com. That's davindanceler.com. That's DAVYNEDANTZLER.com. I'll let your boy. I got my book, CDs, everything on the site, videos, everything, my book and information, anything. But I want y'all rappers and all y'all to come out this Sunday so we can fellowship, bring your business cards, bring your music. Let's exchange things with each other. Let's build so we can do something on a major level and get our thing out there the proper way.
Listen, we had an awesome time, man. Definitely February 9th is going down, Behind the Mic Workshop. Definitely, hey, listen, pass the word on all my heads. Definitely pass that on. And everybody who's on here right now, listen, tomorrow night, the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I know a lot of my Denver fans, listen, keep your head, hold your head up. I heard somebody say, well, they make 50. February 3rd, amen, tomorrow it goes down. Apostle D. Edward Penn will be in the building, amen. The man of God will definitely be in the building, amen. He's the apostle and prelate of Destiny City Alliance of Churches, Virginia, VA. He's also the pastor of Life Changing Church International. He has a lot of men of God under his guidance, his tutelage, amen. So we just bless the Lord for allowing this man of God to be on the broadcast tomorrow. So for those of y'all, amen, who are listening via internet, World Wide Web, also packed up on the lines, definitely find yourself back here for the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. You know where it goes down every Monday night. Amen. The man of God in our early days, amen, the man of God, Davon, amen. He preached an awesome word on the Mantle of God many, many months ago, amen. If you can go back in the archive and find it, I can't remember the date, amen, but he preached, the Lord used him in such a phenomenal way on that particular broadcast, man. And I mean, it was a powerful word. It was a fresh word, amen. I had pastors that was on that broadcast that night, man. The Lord showed up and showed out. So definitely, man, the Lord always moves on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Like I said, if you're looking for that episode where the man of God, Davon, was on, you have to dig in the archives because we did a lot of episodes, so you might have to go back and do some digging. But it's in there, amen. You're just going to have to find it, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. But the man of God, Apostle, will be in the building on tomorrow, amen. Next Monday on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, we will have Prophetess Lanine, Dr. Intimacy Hanaya. She will be doing her intimacy edition, getting all the sisters right for the Valentine's Day. You might say, what? Nah, I ain't talking about like that. She's trying to shut down some hotels. You heard? She's going to be breaking she's going to be breaking some bread. She says she got a word. Oh, Lord. And that's my sister right there. I mean, she goes in. She calls me like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, Prophet, this is what the Lord is saying, amen. So she hard. She got anointing for that intimacy stuff. And she goes in, like, on a serious level. So all my sisters, find yourself back here. February the 10th is the Intimacy Edition. And we're going to be playing some music, some Christian music, amen, that glorifies marriage and holy living relationships. So definitely be prepared to party on February 10th. It goes down. Shout out to Elevated Minds, amen. We just signed Elevated Minds this past week, amen. It'll definitely be official next week. Elevated Minds, shout out to Sierra, amen, L Boogie, amen, and Mel Rod, shout out to them. Look out for their debut song, A Little Faith, amen, produced by yours truly. Definitely support those sisters, amen. We got the man of God, Davon, in the building. You got last word, man of God. Go ahead and.
All right, here's my last word right here. The devil wants our soul devoured, but the Lord has all the power. You don't know the minute, the day, nor the hour. You need to take a Jesus Christ blood shower, because your life will bloom like flowers, because that street life is so sour. I remember chasing them dollars out when I was disrespecting them cowards. Sometimes it ended in violence, then them Buddhists left the street silent. The next day we back to just wilding. I can see us counting money and smiling, but God's mercy and grace were still ours. Even at the time we all were just rowdy, I was pulling up in them hours. Is now I'm giving thanks to Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Holla at your boy.
Yo. That was the man of God, Davon. And shout out to First Lady Davon, amen. Wifey, amen. Shout out to the woman of God, amen. Definitely behind every great man of God is the woman of God. So shout out to
That's
her
right.
and his family, amen.
Right.
Definitely, man of
hey.
God. Go ahead,
hey,
man of God.
Mr. Brown, I don't think you know, but we got a little one on the way that should be here at the end of March. Got a little girl coming finally. So,
congratulations, man. Yeah, blessings to you, man. Blessings to you. Congratulations, man. Yeah. So y'all about to drop one. When is the month?
It's the last month of March.
So this year.
Yeah, the last week
wow.
in March.
Last week in March. My goodness. Listen, man, all my fathers out there, definitely, get your presents ready and send the man of God a seed, amen. Send him some of that seed money, amen. First fruit, all my first fruit sowers, definitely sowing to the man of God. If you want the information, give your email address, man of God.
Email is davinebooking@gmail.com. You know, D-A-V-Y-N-E is like you drop the I and add a Y. D-A-V-Y-N-E, booking@gmail.com. And like I said, you hit me up on the website at www.davinedanceler.com.
Listen, all my fathers, amen, definitely support this man of God. You know how it is doing ministry, fatherhood, J-O-B, balancing all that out, music ministry, all of that. You know what time it is. Definitely support the man of God. Davine, man, we definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, man of God, on a Super Bowl Sunday to rock out with us. Amen.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you and much love for you always, for your consistency and staying at me, man. Let's build. Hopefully you can come up this Saturday too, man. I mean this Sunday so we can actually, you know, fellowship face-to-face. We've been doing it over phone for a good little minute now. So
definitely. Except that one Sunday time when I got the CD, I copped the CD off top, amen.
That's right. That's right.
I caught the CD off top. But definitely I reap the blessings of sowing into you, amen. But I'm going to definitely come. I'm going to govern myself accordingly. Matter of fact, when we finish doing this interview, I'm going to make a couple phone calls, see if we can round up some people, man. And definitely, because I feel like it's a state of a union, man. You summons everybody together, man. So I definitely want to support that. I'm going to definitely announce it tomorrow again on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. So definitely thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man. And we definitely going to link up, man, because there's some more things we definitely got to build on, man. And just some things I see that the Lord is doing, man. Just got you just really administrating a lot of things in the body of Christ, man. So definitely bless you, man of God. And I just really see God just using you with that gift of administration, just setting the order, amen, and just a lot of things that you had learned out there in the world, man, a lot of things you learned out there doing the business or in a secular arena, amen, and God has just given you a wisdom to be able to release it to the body of Christ for his honor and glory, man. So I just bless you, man, in the name of Jesus.
All right, thank you, and I receive it. Appreciate that a whole lot.
Amen. Listen, man of God, thank you again. Listen, we about to get out of here. Shout out to Pastor Hill, the man of God behind the scenes, amen. Amen, my partner in this thing, man. I bless God for him, man, his faithfulness, man. I mean, his humility, man. I thank God for that man of God right there, amen. We are yoked together in this thing, amen. EMG, amen, Nathan on the spot. That's what it's all about. And God promised this man of God that he would take his name all around the world. So anybody who knows me know I represent, amen, EMG, amen, Nathan on the spot. Let's be clear, amen. So I thank God for this man of God. Thank God for our listening audience, amen. We'll see you tomorrow on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. Go see a Denver fan and give them a hug. Pastor Hill, do me a favor. Play for the boys. I want to hear for the boys when we go out. That's what I want to hear. We done rock Bathsheba. Go back and play for the boys, amen. That's the jam right there. And then we're going to govern ourselves accordingly. Good night, everybody, for the boys.
All right, buddy.
This is for my boys, my one and only boys, forever my boys. I love my boys. This is for my boys, my one and only boys, forever my boys. I love my boys. This is for David. This is for Jaden. This is for Jacoby. The table, family time, come on, let's eat. I'ma feed the word, you can call it God's truth. If you apply it to your life, you would see a sin proof. Remember to love God with all your heart and always pray and always love your neighbors as yourself every single day. Don't you worry about mistakes because we all gon' fall. Don't you lay in self-pity, I want you all to stand tall. Even though only two of y'all share the same mother, this is not a movie, y'all the real four brothers. Won't y'all be there for each other, cause family's so important. But if family turn their back, remember, keep it moving forward. Get an education, I want you all to finish school. But if that job don't come quick, at least you know you got the tools. You can count on me to teach you about the birds and the bees. You gon' hear it from me first before you find out in the streets. Hey, this is for David, this is for
for Jaden. This is for Jacoby. This is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Papa, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. This is for David. This is for Jaden. This is for Jacoby. This is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Papa, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father.
Call me what you want, but you won't call me busy. I ain't trying to preach, sons. I just want y'all to hear me. Don't you run behind these women trying to satisfy your flesh. Get a woman that loves God and don't accept nothing less. If you chase behind the skirts because they looking real nice, mess around and get them pregnant, then you ruin your whole life. I ain't telling you what I think, son. I'm telling you what I did. I was just a boy myself trying to raise a little kid. Take life serious. Stay away from gang. Things get a little real when you hear them shots ring. You the child of the king and the son of the most high. You ain't gotta be a dope boy to live a good life. Have a little patience. Stay in the Bible. Know that sin is your real arch rival. Temptations come to expose all your weakness. But if God is in your heart, you got the power to defeat this.
This is for David. This is for Jaden. This is for Jacoby. This is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Pop, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father. This is for David. This is for Jaden. This is for Jacoby. This is for Skylar. Y'all can call me Pop, or y'all can call me Papa. Y'all can call me Daddy, or y'all can call me Father.
Call me what you want, but you won't call me broke. In the streets I had to hustle real hard for what I want. When your dad ran the strip clubs, I had it going on. Even my shadow had bright jewelry on. That's why I wrote the book from the streets to the scriptures, so y'all can take a piece of my life around with you. I want y'all to know that your dad wasn't perfect. All that money that I chased in the streets wasn't worth it. Don't strive to be your dad, become better than your dad. My dream for y'all to inherit all the things I never had. So when your dad is gone and I'm lowered in the ground, don't cry, remember me on stage putting it down. So when you find yourself sitting around reminiscing, don't focus on my start because it's all about my finish. From the time when you was born till that time I bought you toys, when you all become men, you forever my boys. This is for my boys, my one and only boys. Forever my boys, I love my boys.
I'm gone. I love you all.
This is for my
boys. This is for my boys.
All
of my
boys.
One and only boys. I love you so. Hey, hey, hey.